Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Amon Magazine podcast, where we talk about everything from pop culture, fashion, and everything Atlanta. I'm the editor-in-chief and your host, Amani Sams. I recently sat down with a pillar of the community, Matthew DePaula, which is the coach of the North Miami volleyball team. The North Miami Pioneers finished a long, intense, and emotional season. Although they didn't make their original goal of making it to the championships, they earned the title of district runner-up champions. Here is a little snippet of mine and Coach DePaula's interview.
Hey, how's it going? My name is Coach Matt, and I'm with the North Miami Senior High School Pioneers. Our high school is a diverse high school. We mostly have Haitians, Jamaicans, Blacks, Spanish, very few of whites and other ethnicities. However, our school is basically considered one of the brightest programs when it comes to the magnets, but it's also a very low income school. As far as coaching, I got into North Miami Senior High School back in 2014, along with my head coach, James Pierre, aka JP. This school hasn't been anywhere near the playoffs or anywhere near any type of awards or anything like that with volleyball since 1994. Since then, we've been going back to playoffs from 2014 to now. And as of today, we're actually in the championship for a district chance to advance and move on to regionals and then as far as the states. We currently have about 15 girls that are on our roster right now, 6 of them who are seniors and will be graduating next year. So far we have about 5 out of the 6 that are already having college recruits looking into them and also ready to commit by February. The girls started off kind of small. At first, we started doing a little bit of our recruiting after the season was over back in 2013. And we usually just practice yearly. I know some schools, they kind of wait until about July or August to do their recruits and start practicing. But due to the fact that our girls is in a low-income community, majority Black, you know, volleyball is not really a sport for this type of environment. So we usually start a year early in advance to do our recruitments, to train, to practice, send girls to clubs and things like that. So by the time July comes or even in the summer, before that time comes when season starts, we actually know what are we expecting. Currently, this season, this 2019 season, has to be North Miami's best record of all time. Normally, when we started out, they were about 3-9, 4-8. They never really passed, you know, more than 9 games winning. And as of now, our girls is actually 16-5 in their whole season and district, and they're actually 7-0 undefeated when it comes into their district region. So that's actually a first in history, and we're actually proud of that. So the first playoff match, we played against MacArthur Broncos. We ended up beating them 3-0 straight. The next following day, we ended up having to play in the second round of playoffs, American Patriots. We ended up beating them 3-0 as well. And currently right now we're in the finals in the district championship, and we're actually about to play the Nova Trojans, who are actually the number one seed in our district. That way we can go ahead and, you know, seal the deal as far as who's the number one in our district. If we were to lose today, yes, this would be the end of our season. And basically our girls would branch off and go to different clubs or different other sports, things like that. However, if we do happen to win, not only will we advance to regionals, but we will also be the first in 25 years to actually bring home a trophy for the North Miami Pioneers as district champs. As coaches, our goals is not just to win, you know, states or regions or any type of championships. Our goal really is to make sure that we create student athletes, because at the end of the day, we really want to see these girls make it to college, whether it's a full ride, half a ride, or basically on academic scholarships full ride. The type of environment that we live over here, you know, we don't want our girls to stay in this type of environment, or we don't want them to stay in this habit where they feel like they can't fit in because of the color of their skin. We want them girls to know that, you know, they can compete anywhere, whether it's sports or whether it's with education. So at the end of the day, our job is to make sure our girls maintain a 3.0 and higher, and also to make sure we push them hard when it comes to playing sports as well.
Although the North Miami Pioneers didn't make it to the championships, they still had an amazing season with the all-new record that has been the best yet. The seniors are headed off to college, and Coach DePaula has decided to re-enlist in the Army. One thing is for sure is that he holds a special place in each player's heart, not only as a father figure, but as a huge motivator on and off the court. We wish him and the team the best of luck in their future. That concludes this episode of the podcast. If you'd like to read more about the North Miami Pioneers and about their season, head on over to AmonMagazine.com. For more news like this, head over to our Instagram at Amon_mag and our Twitter at Amon_magazine. I'd like to give a special thank you to Coach DePaula for stopping by for this amazing interview, and keep on listening. Until next time.